Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today, actually, we are finishing the interviews of the 27 Times Cinema representatives, and I'm so glad to be here with Nikita from Latvia. Welcome, Nikita.
Good to meet you, Chiara.
So, Nikita, how are you feeling?
I think we're all feeling quite tired, yet still excited.
And so let's explain to our listeners why you are here. What is your main role here in Venice?
Well, just like my fellow delegates from all member states of the European Union, we are a jury. We are members of the jury of the Giornate degli Autori section of the Venice Film Festival competition.
And you are expected to select, you know, the best film for you.
The best film out of 10 movies. And we can only give one prize, no second prizes, no third prizes, no, what do you call them, like special mentions. So it won't be easy.
Okay. And did you have the chance to see watch other movies beyond that section? Of course, we cannot talk about Le Giornate degli Autori films.
Yeah.
But what about the rest?
No, I think I've been making good use of my time, and that's why I sleep maybe 4 hours a day, because I try to see all of them. The only one that I haven't seen of the big ones is The Poor Things, but I've seen...
Oh, no, he's the only one I saw, actually, I watched. Oh, okay, no problem. And what is your favorite, if there is one?
Mm-hmm. Give me a second. It suddenly escaped my mind. I think I had two favorites. Yeah, so one is a film by a Japanese master whose surname I can hardly pronounce. It's called Evil Does Not Exist.
And you are not the first one.
It's one of the slow burners that give you compensation for how, you know, seemingly boring and slow it was at first. But in the end, it uncovers something about the fabric of humanity much better than almost any other films that I've seen.
Mm.
And there was another one, but it escaped my mind, so I'll have to think about
okay,
it.
Okay, if it comes to your mind again, then you will tell me.
Absolutely.
Okay. What about your background in cinema? Do you had the chance to maybe study cinema-related subject, or you are here only for your passion for cinema? You are a cinephile.
Yeah, well, I think I'm the biggest imposter on the jury, because no formal background in cinema whatsoever. I'm doing a PhD in artificial intelligence and virology. So, yeah.
Completely a different field.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, cinema is something I do in the evenings with my friends. But now that I'm watching and learning to maybe develop educated opinions about films, I guess I'm starting to feel that, yeah, one day I'd really love to be trusted with making a full feature.
And so you are working with AI.
Yes, I'm trying to build a kind of ChatGPT, a model similar to ChatGPT that, instead of human language, would analyze viral sequences and tell us what's the next strain that is going to hit humanity, the next big virus.
Very interesting.
Well, maybe it sounds more interesting than it is, but I hope it will be useful for the betterment
for
of human health.
Yeah. This question is my last question, actually. And I would like to understand from you, what do you think cinema means today? Why it is so important nowadays?
Well, I think cinema is the most accessible of arts. That's why, being the youngest of the major arts, it has conquered the world by storm, and it's not receding in any sense. But I think what makes it also such a unique experience, such a unique medium, is that cinema means different things to different people. And to me, for instance, cinema is perhaps the most private conversation partner. Cinema is my confidant. Cinema is someone who I meet on a bench, talk to them for 2 hours, and never see them again. And we exchange these truths, and then hopefully by the end of this exchange, we are changed. You know, we undergo some metamorphosis that makes us more prepared for the, I don't know, realities of the
very
world.
Very intense perspective. Wow.
Well, I had to somehow deserve to be here, so I guess I try to pull out somewhat interesting perspectives out of me. But yeah, don't ask me about anything else. I'll be boring talking about anything
else. I won't. We will close here. Thank you so much, Nikita, for sharing your experience. And I'm Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.